Hey guys, property search, think Gladfish. So I guess today what I wanted to cover was, is property investment still a good idea? Okay, is it still a good investment vehicle? And I think the answer is a resounding yes. I mean, if you think about in the UK, we've been through this period where the government has really started to clamp down and really started to look at, effectively raise taxes against landlords and make it even more difficult for landlords to get involved. So both, it's on two fronts. You've got the stamp duty and the mortgage deductibility side. You've then got the other side, which is the change in the mortgage market review, which was done by the EU mortgage directive. And when you factor in those things, you can sit there and go, well, actually, this is an affront to all investors. And, is that something we really want to get to? So my first point here is, what else you got to go to, realistically? Most people don't know shares, they don't trust shares. What it seems to be is the government is moving us towards where they want everyone to put these, their investments into pension type investments, into, index tracker types investments where your investment, rather than going to a single asset, goes into a broad range of assets, okay? And so therefore, you're a diversified, and look, diversification really is for Muppets to some degree. If you know what you're doing, it doesn't really make sense. Once you know the rules of the game and you apply the rules of the game, then you make money, okay? And that doesn't mean you always make money, but the reality is, because, the market cycles and things like that. But I think the key here is, despite what's gone on with all the changes, property is still a favorite amongst most investors. I don't ever meet a wealthy investor, a millionaire investor, or multi-millionaire investor, a business person, I don't care who it is, that doesn't have property as a basis for their wealth, So if that's what the millionaires and successful business owners and people like that are doing, then why wouldn't you? And why wouldn't you continue to do it? What you have to do now is you've got to understand the tax environment that you're in, okay? And to be fair, once you understand the basics of the tax environment, then, it's actually not that hard. Nothing has much changed. You're still buying a property with good, solid fundamentals, shop, skills, transport links, major employers, major investments. You've heard me go on about that all the time. That is the basis of everything. If you buy something with good, solid fundamentals, you will make money from that investment, okay? Now, yes, you have to buy at the right price. You've got to rent it out, make sure you're making income and all those sort of things so you can hold it. But, everything starts with fundamentals. And when you apply fundamentals, the problem I see is most people look for a deal before they look for fundamentals. And a lot of people, or a lot of salespeople, disguise a fundamentals, which are actually a deal, yeah? So they make it sound like it's fundamentals when the reality is, and a classic example, I saw a developer's brochure and it had Heathrow Airport was 131 kilometers away. Now, that's miles away. So they're actually using that in their development brochure as if to say that's a benefit. Well, I can tell you that's 131 kilometers of literally driving through traffic, which oftentimes, and you got to go via the M25 in this case. And it's kind of like you sit there and go, is that really fundamentals for that property? Or is that, the dressing up of the fundamentals, all right? And it's often the dressing up of the fundamentals. But look, coming back to it, you really don't have any other choice of what to invest in. You've got to do that. To a large degree, the stamp duty changes and the tax changes, a lot of people are already adjusting to that. I'm actually launching a product in the next few weeks, which will basically target or focus on landlords or investors who want to not take advantage of the tax changes, but mitigate the tax changes. And effectively what it means is you've got to become a professional investor. You have to. There's no, I'm a beginner, I've got a couple of properties and, so therefore I'll get a leg up. The government's removed that. They've basically said, unless you're a professional investor, we don't want you. And they may not have come out and said that, but that seems to be their actions that they're taking. But it's not actually all that bad. And I'll qualify that in saying, yeah, I'd rather have it the way it was, but you know what? We're still gonna make money. The UK still has a shortage of property. There's still good things going on. There's a building boom. We've got to build more property. There's lots of reports coming out about that. This is huge opportunities for investors. So don't be blindsided by the BS. Focus on the really important stuff which is fundamentals, which is, you know, the supply and demand, which is much bigger than fundamentals, because the overall supply and demand in the UK looks good. And, you know, more than that is the fact that, you know, London, yeah, London may have eased off a bit, but the reality is the rest of the UK is now taking up and picking up the slack. And you know, if you're not looking outside of London, at your Manchesters and your major cities, you know, and some of your, you know, even some of the major towns now are starting to talk, you know, up a good game. And so that's great, because that's good for all investors. It means that people have been sitting around for the last 10 years waiting for their property to move at all are going to start to see that happening. And so that's good news all around. So don't be blindsided by, you know, the hype and the BS and the media saying how bad things are, because they're trying to sell you papers. Okay, guys, have a great day. Live with passion.